Psalm 97. Jehovah is King. Let all the earth rejoice. Tell the farthest islands to be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes forth before him and burns up all his foes. His lightning flashes out across the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens declare his perfect righteousness. Every nation sees his glory. Let those who worship idols be disgraced, all who brag about their worthless gods, for every god must bow to him. Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah have heard of your justice, Lord, and are glad that you reign in majesty over the entire earth, and are far greater than these other gods. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He protects the lives of his people, and he rescues them from the wicked. Light is sown for the godly and joy for the good. May all who are godly be happy in the Lord and crown him our holy God. Psalm 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, telling about his mighty deeds. For he has won a mighty victory by his power and holiness. He has announced this victory and revealed it to every nation by fulfilling his promise to be kind to Israel. The whole earth has seen God's salvation of his people. That is why the earth breaks out in praise to God and sings for utter joy. Sing your praise accompanied by music from the harp. Let the cornets and trumpets shout. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord the King. Let the sea in all its vastness roar with praise. Let the earth and all those living on it shout, Glory to the Lord. Let the waves clap their hands in glee, and the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the world with perfect justice. Psalm 99. Jehovah is King. Let the nations tremble. He is enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the whole earth shake. Jehovah sits in majesty in Zion, supreme above all rulers of the earth. Let them reverence your great and holy name. This mighty King is determined to give justice. Fairness is the touchstone of everything he does. He gives justice throughout Israel. Exalt the Lord, our holy God. Bow low before his feet. When Moses and Aaron and Samuel, his prophet, cried to him for help, he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud, and they followed his instructions. O Jehovah, our God, you answered them and forgave their sins, yet punished them when they went wrong. Exalt the Lord, our God, and worship at his holy mountain in Jerusalem, for he is holy. Psalm 100. Shout with joy before the Lord, O earth. Obey him gladly. Come before him singing with joy. Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. He made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Go through his open gates with great thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is always good, he is always loving and kind, and his faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. Psalm 101. I will sing about your loving kindness and your justice, Lord. I will sing your praises. I will try to walk a blameless path, but how I need your help, especially in my own home, for I long to act as I should. Help me to refuse the low and vulgar things. Help me to abhor all crooked deals of every kind and to have no part in them. I will reject all selfishness and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate anyone who secretly slanders his neighbors. I will not permit conceit and pride. I will make the godly of the land my heroes and invite them to my home. Only those who are truly good shall be my servants. But I will not allow those who deceive and lie to stay in my house. My daily task will be to ferret out criminals and free the city of God from their grip. Psalm 102, a prayer when overwhelmed with trouble. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. Don't turn away from me in this time of my distress. Bend down your ear and give me speedy answers, for my days disappear like smoke. My health is broken and my heart is sick. It is trampled like grass and is withered. My food is tasteless and I have lost my appetite. I'm reduced to skin and bones because of all my groanings and despair. I am like a vulture in a far-off wilderness, or like an owl alone in the desert. I lie awake, lonely, as a solitary sparrow on the roof. My enemies taunt me day after day and curse at me. I eat ashes instead of bread. My tears run down into my drink because of your anger against me, because of your wrath. For you have rejected me and thrown me out. My life is passing swiftly as the evening shadows. I am withering like grass, while you, Lord, are a famous king forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. I know that you will come and have mercy on Jerusalem, and now is the time to pity her, the time you promised help. For your people love every stone in her walls and feel sympathy for every grain of dust in her streets. Now let the nations and their rulers tremble before the Lord, before his glory. For Jehovah will rebuild Jerusalem. He will appear in his glory. He will listen to the prayers of the destitute, for he is never too busy to heed their requests. I am recording this so that future generations will also praise the Lord for all that he has done, and a people that shall be created shall praise the Lord. Tell them that God looked down from his temple in heaven, and heard the groans of his people in slavery, while they were the children in death, and released them, so that multitudes would stream to the temple in Jerusalem to praise him, and his praises were sung throughout the city, and many rulers throughout the earth came to worship him. He has cut me down in middle life, shortening my days. But I cried to him, O God, you live forever and forever. Don't let me die half through my years. In ages past, you laid the foundations of the earth and made the heavens with your hands. They shall perish, but you go on forever. They will grow old like worn out clothing, and you will change them like a man putting on a new shirt and throwing away the old one. But you yourself never grow old. You are forever, and your years never end. But our families will continue. Generation after generation will be preserved by your protection. Psalm 103. I bless the holy name of God with all my heart. Yes, I will bless the Lord and not forget the glorious things he does for me. He forgives all my sins. He heals me. He ransoms me from hell. He surrounds me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. He gives justice to all who are treated unfairly. He reveals his will and nature to Moses and the people of Israel. He is merciful and tender toward those who don't deserve it. He's slow to get angry and full of kindness and love. He never bears a grudge nor remains angry forever. He has not punished us as we deserve for all our sins, for his mercy toward those who fear and honor him is as great as the height of the heaven above the earth. He has removed our sins as far away from us as the east is from the west. He is like a father to us, tender, sympathetic to those who reverence him, for he knows we are but dust and that our days are few and brief, like grass, like flowers, blown by the wind and gone forever. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. His salvation is to children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant and remember to obey him. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there he rules over everything there is. Bless the Lord, you mighty angels of his who carry out his orders. Listen for each of his commands. Yes, bless the Lord, you armies of his angels who serve him constantly. Let everything everywhere bless the Lord, and how I bless him too. Psalm 104. I bless the Lord, O Lord my God. How great you are! You are robed with honor and with majesty and light. You stretched out the starry curtain of the heavens and hollowed out the surface of the earth to form the seas. The clouds are his chariots. He rides upon the wings of his wind. The angels are his messengers, his servants of fire. You bound the world together so that it would never fall apart. You clothed the earth with floods of waters covering up the mountains. You spoke, and at the sound of your shout, the water collected into its vast ocean beds, and mountains rose, and valleys sank to the levels you decreed. And then you set a boundary for the sea so that they would never again cover the earth. He placed springs in the valleys and streams that gush from the mountains. They give water for all the animals to drink. There the wild donkeys quench their thirst, and the birds nest beside the streams and sing among the branches of the trees. He sends rain upon the mountains and fills the earth with fruit. The tender grass grows up at his command to feed the cattle, and there are fruit trees, vegetables, and grain for man to cultivate, and wine to make him glad, and olive oil as lotion for his skin, and bread to give him strength. The Lord planted the cedars of Lebanon. They are tall and flourishing. There the birds make their nests, the storks in the firs. High in the mountains are pastures for the wild goats, and the rock badgers burrow in among the rocks and find protection there. He assigned the moon to mark the months, and the sun to mark the days. He sends the night and darkness when all the forest folk come out. Then the young lions roar for their food, but they are dependent on the Lord. At dawn, they sink back into their dens to rest, and men go off to work until the evening shadows fall again. O Lord, what a variety you've made, and in wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There before me lies the mighty ocean, teeming with life of every kind, both great and small. And look, see the ships. And over there, the whales you made to play in the sea. Every one of them depends on you to give them daily food. You supply it, and they gather it. You open wide your hand to feed them, and they are satisfied with all your bountiful provision. But if you turn away from them, then all is lost. And when you gather up their breath, they die and turn again to dust. Then you send your spirit, and new life is born to replenish all the living of the earth. Praise God forever. How he must rejoice in all his work. The earth trembles at his glance. The mountains burst into flame at his touch. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise God to my last breath. May he be pleased by all these thoughts about him, for he is the source of all my joy. Let all sinners perish, all who refuse to praise him. But I'll praise him. Hallelujah. Psalm 105. Thank the Lord for all the glorious things he does. Proclaim them to the nations. Sing his praises and tell everyone about his miracles. Glory in the Lord, O worshipers of God, rejoice. Search for him and all his strength and keep on searching. Think of all the mighty deeds he did for us, his chosen ones, descendants of God's servant Abraham and of Jacob. Remember how he destroyed our enemies. He is the Lord our God. His goodness is seen everywhere throughout the land. Though a thousand generations pass, he never forgets his promise, his covenant with Abraham and Isaac, and confirmed with Jacob. This is his never-ending treaty with the people of Israel. I will give you the land of Cana as your inheritance. He said, when they were very few in number, very few, and were only visitors in Canaan. Later, they were dispersed among the nations and were driven from one kingdom to another. But through it all, he would not let one thing be done to them apart from his decision. He destroyed many a king who tried. Touch not these chosen ones of mine, he warned, and do not hurt my prophets. He called for a famine on the land of Cana, cutting off its food supply. Then he sent Joseph as a slave to Egypt to save his people from starvation. There in prison, they hurt his feet with fetters, placed his neck in an iron collar, until God's time finally came. How God tested his patience. Then the king sent for him and set him free. He was put in charge of all the king's possessions. At his pleasure, he would imprison the king's aides and teach the king's advisors. Then Jacob, Israel, arrived in Egypt and lived there with his sons. In the years that followed, the people of Israel multiplied explosively until they were a greater nation than their rulers. At this point, God turned the Egyptians against the Israelites. They hated and enslaved them. But God sent Moses as his representative and Aaron with him. He sent them to call down miracles of terror upon the land of Egypt. They followed his instructions, and he sent thick darkness throughout the land and turned the nation's water into blood, poisoning the fish. Then frogs invaded in enormous numbers. They were found even in the king's private rooms. When Moses spoke, the flies and other insects swarmed in vast clouds from one end of Egypt to the other. Instead of rain, he sent down murderous hail, and lightning flashes overwhelmed the nation. Their grapevines and fig trees were ruined. All the trees lay broken on the ground. He spoke, and hordes of locusts came and ate up everything green, destroying all the crops. Then he killed the oldest child in each Egyptian home, their pride and joy. And he brought his people safely out from Egypt, loaded with silver and gold. There were no sick or feeble folk among them then. Egypt was glad when they were gone, for the dread of them was great. He spread out a cloud above them to shield them from the burning sun. He gave them a pillar of flame at night to give them light. They asked for meat, and he sent them quail. He gave them manna, bread from heaven. He opened up a rock, and water gushed out to form a river through dry and barren land. For he remembered his sacred promises to Abraham, his servant. So he brought his chosen ones singing into the promised land. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, complete with their growing crops. They ate what others planted. This was done to them to make them faithful and obedient to his laws. Hallelujah. Psalm 106. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How good you are. Your love for us continues on forever. Who can ever list the glorious miracles of God? Who can ever praise him half enough? Happiness comes to those who are fair to others and are always just and good. Remember me too, O Lord, while you are blessing and saving your people. Let me share in your chosen one's prosperity and rejoice in all their joys and receive the glory you give to them. Both we and our fathers have sinned so much. They weren't impressed by the wonder of your miracles in Egypt and soon forgot your many acts of kindness to them. Instead, they rebelled against you at the Red Sea. Even so, you saved them to defend the honor of your name and demonstrate your power to all the world. You commanded the Red Sea to divide, forming a dry road across its bottom, yes, as dry as any desert. Thus you rescued them from their enemies. Then the water returned and covered the road and drowned their foes. Not one survived. Then at last his people believed him. Then they finally sang his praise. Yet how quickly they forgot again. They wouldn't wait for him to act, but demanded better food, testing God's patience to the breaking point. So he gave them their demands, but sent them leanness in their souls. They were envious of Moses, yes, and Aaron too, the man anointed by God as his priest. Because of this, the earth opened and swallowed Dathan, Abiram, and his friends, and fire fell from heaven to consume these wicked men. For they preferred a statue of an ox that eats grass to the glorious presence of God himself. Thus they despised their Savior, who had done such mighty miracles in Egypt and at the sea. So the Lord declared he would destroy them. But Moses, his chosen one, stepped into the breach between the people and their God and begged him to turn from his wrath and not destroy them. They refused to enter the promised land, for they wouldn't believe his solemn oath to care for them. Instead, they pouted in their tents and mourned and despised his command. Therefore, he swore that he would kill them in the wilderness and send their children away to distant lands as exiles. Then our fathers joined the worshippers of Baal at Peor and even offered sacrifices to the dead. With all these things, they angered him, and so a plague broke out upon them and continued until Phinehas executed those whose sins had caused the plague to start. For this good deed, Phinehas will be remembered forever. At Meribath, too, Israel angered God, causing Moses serious trouble, for he became angry and he spoke foolishly. Nor did Israel destroy the nations in the land as God had told them to, but mingled in among the heathen and learned their evil ways, sacrificing to their idols, and were led away from God. They even sacrificed their little children to the demons, the idols of Cana, shedding innocent blood and polluting the land with murder. Their evil deeds defiled them, for their love of idols was adultery in the sight of God. That is why Jehovah's anger burned against his people, and he abhorred them. That is why he let the heathen nations crush them. They were ruled by those who hated them and opposed by their enemies, so oppressed. Again and again he delivered them from their slavery, but they continued to rebel against him and were finally destroyed by their sins. Yet even so he listened to their cries and heeded their distresses. He remembered his promises to them and relented because of his great love and caused even their enemies who captured them to pity them. O Lord God, save us. Regather us from the nations so we can thank your holy name and rejoice and praise you. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen, Hallelujah. Psalm 107. Say thank you to the Lord for being so good, for always being so loving and kind. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has saved you from your enemies. He brought the exiles back from the farthest corners of the earth. They were wandering homeless in the desert, hungry and thirsty and faint. Lord, help, they cried, and he did. He led them straight to safety and a place to live. Oh, that these men would praise the Lord for his loving kindness and for all his wonderful deeds. For he satisfies the thirsty soul. He fills the hungry soul with good. Who are these who sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, crushed by misery and slavery? They rebelled against the Lord, scorning him who is the God above all gods. That is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell, and none could help them rise again. Then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he rescued them. He led them from the darkest and the shadow of death and snapped their chains. Oh, that these men would praise the Lord for his loving kindness and for all his wonderful deeds. For he broke down their prison gates of brass and cut apart their iron bars. Others, the fools, were ill because of their sinful ways. Their appetites were gone and death was near. Then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he helped them and delivered them. He spoke, and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. Oh, that these men would praise the Lord for his loving kindness and for all of his wonderful deeds. Let them tell him, thank you, as their sacrifice, and sing about his glorious deeds. And then there are the sailors sailing the seven seas, plowing the trade routes of the world. They, too, observe the power of God in action. He calls to the storm winds. The waves rise high. Their ships are tossed to the heavens, and they sink again to the depths. The sailors cringe in terror. They reel and stagger like drunkens and are at their wits' end. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them. He calms the storm and stills the waves. What a blessing is that stillness as he brings them safely into harbor. Oh, that these men would praise the Lord for his loving kindness and for all his wonderful deeds. Let them praise him publicly before the congregation and before the leaders of the nations. He dried up the river, turned the good land of the wicked into deserts of salt. Again, he turns deserts into fertile, watered valleys. He brings the hungry to settle there and build their cities, to sow their fields, plant their vineyards, and reap their bumper crops. How he blesses them! They raise big families there and many cattle. But others become poor through oppression and trouble and sorrow. For God pours contempt upon the haughty and causes princes to wander among ruins. But he rescues the poor who are godly and gives them many children and much prosperity. Good men everywhere will see it and be glad, while evil men are stricken silent. Listen, if you are wise, to what I am saying. Think about the loving kindness of the Lord. Psalm 108. O God, my heart is ready to praise you. I will sing and rejoice before you. Wake up, O harp and lyre, we will meet the dawn with song. I will praise you everywhere around the world, in every nation, for your loving kindness is great beyond measure, high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the skies. His glory is far more vast than the heavens. It towers above the earth. Hear the cry of your beloved child. Come with mighty power and rescue me. God has given sacred promises. No wonder I exalt. He has promised to give us all the land of Shechem and also Succoth Valley. Gilead is mine to give to you, he says, and Manasseh as well. The land of Ephraim is the helmet on my head. Judah is my scepter, but Moab and Edom are despised, and I will shout in triumph over the Philistines. Who but God can give me strength to conquer these fortified cities? Who else can lead me into Edom? Lord, have you thrown us away? Have you deserted our army? Oh, help us fight against our enemies, for men are useless allies. But with the help of God, we shall do mighty acts of valor, for he treads down our foes. Psalm 109. O God of my praise, don't stand silent and aloof while the wicked slander me and tell their lies. They have no reason to hate and fight me, yet they do. I love them, but even while I am praying for them, they are trying to destroy me. They return evil for good and hatred for love. Show him how it feels. Let lies be told about him, and bring him to court before an unfair judge. When his case is called for judgment, let him be pronounced guilty. Count our prayers as sins. Let his years be few and brief. Let others step forward to replace him. May his children become fatherless and his wife a widow. May they be evicted from the ruins of their home. May creditors seize his entire estate and strangers take all he has earned. Let no one be kind to him and let no one pity the fatherless children. May they die. May his family name be blotted out in a single generation. Punish the sins of his father and mother. Don't overlook them. Think constantly about the evil things he's done and cut off his name from the memory of man. For he refused all kindness to others and persecuted those in need and hounded broken-hearted ones to death. He loved to curse others. Now you curse him. He never blessed others. Now don't you bless him. Cursing is as much a part of him as his clothing or the water he drinks or the rich food he eats. Now may those curses return and cling to him like his clothing or his belt. This is the Lord's punishment upon my enemies who tell lies about me, threatening me with death. But as for me, O Lord, deal with me as your child, as one who bears your name, because you're so kind, O Lord, deliver me. I'm slipping down the hill to death. I'm shaken off from life as easily as a man brushes a grasshopper from his arm. My knees are weak from fasting, and I am skin and bones. I am a symbol of failure to all mankind. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me, because you are loving and kind. Do it publicly so all will see that you yourself have done it. Then let them curse me if they like. I won't mind that if you are blessing me. For when all their efforts to destroy me will fail, I shall go right on rejoicing. Make them fail in everything they do. Clothe them with disgrace. But I will give repeated thanks to the Lord, praising him to everyone. For he stands beside the poor and hungry to save them from their enemies. Psalm 110. Jehovah said to my Lord, the Messiah, rule as my regent. I will subdue your enemies and make them bow low before you. Jehovah has established your throne in Jerusalem to rule over your enemies. In that day of your power, your people shall come to you willingly, dressed in holy altar robes, and your strength shall be renewed day by day like morning dew. Jehovah has taken oath and will not rescind his vow that you are a priest forever like Melchizedek. God stands beside you to protect you. He will strike down many kings in the day of his anger. He will punish the nations and fill them with their dead. He will crush many heads, but he himself shall be refreshed from springs along the way. Psalm 111. Hallelujah! I want to express publicly before his people my heartfelt thanks to God for his mighty miracles. All who are thankful should ponder them with me, for his miracles demonstrate his honor, majesty, and eternal goodness. Who can forget the wonders he performs, deeds of mercy and of grace? He gives food to those who trust him. He never forgets his promises. He has shown his great power to his people by giving them the land of Israel, though it was the home of many nations living there. All he does is just and good, and all his laws are right, for they are formed from truth and goodness and stand firm forever. He has paid a full ransom for his people. Now they are always free to come to Jehovah. What a holy, awe-inspiring name that is. How can men be wise? The only way to begin is by reverence for God, for growth in wisdom comes from obeying his laws. Praise his name forever. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord, for all who fear God and trust in him are blessed beyond expression. Yes, happy is the man who delights in doing his commands. His children shall be honored everywhere, for good men's sons have a special heritage. He himself shall be wealthy, and his good deeds will never be forgotten. When darkness overtakes him, light will come bursting in. He is kind and merciful, and all goes well for the generous man who conducts his business fairly. Such a man will not be overthrown by evil circumstances. God's constant care of him will make a deep impression on all who see it. He does not fear bad news, nor live in dread of what may happen, for he is settled in his mind that Jehovah will take care of him. That is why he's not afraid, but can calmly face his foes. He gives generously to those in need. His deeds will never be forgotten. He shall have influence and honor. Evil-minded men will be infuriated when they see all of this. They will gnash their teeth in anger and slink away, their hopes banished. Psalm 113. Hallelujah, servants of Jehovah, praise his name. Blessed is his name forever and ever. Praise him from sunrise to sunset, for he is high above the nations. His glory is far greater than the heaven. Who can be compared with God enthroned on high? Far below him are the heavens and the earth. He stoops to look, and he lifts the poor from the dirt and the hungry from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes. He gives children to the childless wife so that she becomes a happy mother. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Psalm 114. Long ago, when the Israelites escaped from Egypt, from that land of foreign tongue, when the lands of Judah and of Israel became God's new home and kingdom, the Red Sea saw them coming and quickly broke apart before them. The Jordan River opened up a path for them to cross. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What's wrong, Red Sea, that made you cut yourself in two? What happened, Jordan River, to your waters? Why were they held back? Why, mountains, did you skip like rams? Why, little hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, the God of Jacob, for he caused gushing streams to burst from flinty rock. Psalm 115. Glorify your name, not ours, O Lord. Cause everyone to praise your loving kindness and your truth. Why let the nations say their God is dead? For he is in the heavens and does as he wishes. Their gods are merely man-made things of silver and of gold. They can't talk or see despite their eyes and mouths, nor can they hear nor smell nor use their hands or feet, nor speak. And those who make and worship them are just as foolish as their idols are. O Israel, trust the Lord. He is your helper. He is your shield. O priest of Aaron, trust the Lord. He is your helper. He is your shield. All of you, his people, trust in him. He is your helper. He is your shield. Jehovah is constantly thinking about us, and he will surely bless us. He will bless the people of Israel and the priest of Aaron and all, both great and small, who reverence him. May the Lord richly bless both you and your children. Yes, Jehovah, who made heaven and earth, will personally bless you. The heavens belong to the Lord, but he has given the earth to all mankind. The dead cannot sing praises to Jehovah here on earth, but we can. We praise him forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hears my prayers and answers them, because he bends down and listens. I will pray as long as I breathe. Death stared me in the face. I was frightened and said, then I cried, Lord, save me. How kind he is, how good he is, so merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protects the simple and the childlike. I was facing death and then he saved me. Now I can relax, for the Lord has done this wonderful miracle for me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I shall live, yes, in his presence here on earth. In my discouragement, I thought, they are lying when they say I will recover. But now, what can I offer Jehovah for all he has done for me? I will bring him an offering of wine and praise his name for saving me. I will publicly bring him the sacrifice I vowed I would. His loved ones are very precious to him, and he does not likely let them die. O Lord, you have freed me from my bonds. I will serve you forever. I will worship you and offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Here in the courts of the temple of Jerusalem, before all the people, I will pay everything I vow to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all nations everywhere. Praise him, all the people of the earth, for he loves us very dearly, and his truth endures. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118. Oh, thank the Lord, for he is so good. His loving kindness is forever. Let the congregation of Israel praise him with these same words, his loving kindness is forever. And let the priest of Aaron chant, his loving kindness is forever. Let the Gentile converts chant, his loving kindness is forever. In my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me and rescued me. He is for me. How can I be afraid? What can mere man do to me? The Lord is on my side. He will help me. Let those who hate me beware. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to take refuge in him than in the mightiest king. Though all the nations of the world attack me, I will march out behind his banner and destroy them. Yes, they surround and attack me, but with his flag flying above me, I will cut them off. They swarm around me like bees. They blaze against me like a roaring flame. You beneath his flag, I shall destroy them. You did your best to kill me, O my enemy, but the Lord helped me. He is my strength and song in the heat of battle, and now he has given me the victory. Songs of joy at the news of our rescue are sung in the homes of the godly. The strong arm of the Lord has done glorious things. I shall not die, but live to tell all his deeds. The Lord has punished me, but not handed me over to death. Open the gates of the temple. I will go in, give him my thanks. Those gates are the way into the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. O Lord, thank you so much for answering my prayer and saving me. The stone rejected by the builders has now become the capstone of the arch. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous to see. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, please help me. Save us. Give us success. Blessed is the one who is coming, the one sent by the Lord. We bless you from the temple. Jehovah God is our light. I present to him my sacrifice upon the altar, for you are my God, and I shall give you this thanks and this praise. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is forever. Psalm 119. Happy are all who perfectly follow the laws of God. Happy are all who search for God and always do his will, rejecting compromise with evil and walking only in his paths. You have given us your laws to obey. Oh, how I want to follow them consistently. Then I will not be disgraced, for I will have a clean record. After you have corrected me, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey. Oh, don't forsake me and let me slip back into sin again. How can a young man stay pure? By reading your word and following its rules. I have tried my best to find you. Don't let me wander off from your instructions. I have thought much about your words and stored them in my heart so that they would hold me back from sin. Blessed Lord, teach me your rules. I have recited your laws and rejoice in them more than in riches. I will meditate upon them and give them my full respect. I will delight in them and not forget them. Bless me with life so that I can continue to obey you. Open my eyes to see wonderful things in your word. I am but a pilgrim here on earth. How I need a map, and your commands are my chart and guide. I long for your instructions more than I can tell. You rebuke those cursed proud ones who refuse your commands. Don't let them scorn me for obeying you. For even princes sit and talk against me. But I will continue in your plans. Your laws are both my light and my counselors. I am completely discouraged. I lie in the dust. Revive me by your word. I told you my plans, and you replied. Now give me your instructions. Make me understand what you want, for then I shall see your miracles. I weep with grief. My heart is heavy with sorrow. Encourage and cheer me with your words. Keep me far from every wrong. Help me, undeserving as I am, to obey your laws, for I have chosen to do right. I cling to your commands and follow them as closely as I can. Lord, don't let me make a mess of things. If you will only help me to want your will, then I will follow your laws even more closely. Just tell me what to do, and I will do it, Lord. As long as I live, I'll wholeheartedly obey. Make me walk along the right paths, for I know how delightfully they really are. Help me to prefer obedience to making money. Turn me away from wanting any other plan than yours. Revive my heart toward you. Reassure me that your promises are for me, for I trust and revere you. How I dread being mocked for obeying, for your laws are right and good. I long to obey them, therefore in fairness renew my life, for this was your promise, yes, Lord, to save me. Now spare me by your kindness and your love. Then I will have an answer for those who taunt me, for I trust your promises. May I never forget your words, for they are my only hope. Therefore I will keep on obeying you forever and forever, free within the limits of your laws. I will speak to kings about their value, and they will listen with interest and respect. How I love your laws, how I enjoy your commands. Come, come to me. I call to them, for I love them and will let them fill my life. Never forget your promises to me, your servant, for they are my only hope. They give me strength in all my troubles, how they refresh and revive me. Proud men hold me in contempt for obedience to God, but I stand unmoved. From my earliest youth, I have tried to obey you. Your word has been my comfort. I'm very angry with those who spurn your command. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 49. Never forget your promises to me, your servant, for they are my only hope. They give me strength in all my troubles. How they refresh and revive me. Proud men hold me in contempt for disobedience to God, but I stand unmoved. From my earliest youth I have tried to obey you. Your word has been my comfort. I am very angry with those who spurn your commands, for these laws of yours have been my source of joy and singing through all these years of my earthly pilgrimage. I obey them even at night and keep my thoughts, O Lord, on you. What a blessing this has been to me to constantly obey. Jehovah is mine, and I promise to obey. With all my heart I want your blessings. Be merciful just as you promised. I thought about the wrong direction in which I was headed, and I turned around and came running back to you. Evil men have tried to drag me into sin, but I am firmly anchored to your laws. At midnight, I will rise to give my thanks to you for your good laws. Anyone is my brother who fears and trusts the Lord and obeys him. O Lord, the earth is full of your loving kindness. Teach me your good paths. Lord, I am overflowing with your blessings, just as you promised. Now teach me good judgment as well as knowledge, for your laws are my guide. I used to wander off until you punished me. Now I closely follow all you say. You are good, and you do only good. Make me follow your lead. Proud men have made up lies about me, but the truth is that I obey your laws with all my heart. Their minds are dull and stupid, but I have sense enough to follow you. The punishment you gave me was the best thing that could have happened to me, for it taught me to pay attention to your laws. They are more valuable to me than millions in silver and gold. You made my body, Lord. Now give me sense to heed your laws. All those who fear and trust in you will welcome me because I am trusting in your word. I know, O Lord, that your decisions are right and that your punishment was right and did me good. Now let your loving kindness comfort me just as you promised. Surround me with your tender mercies that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be disgraced, for they have cut me down with all their lies. But I will consecrate my thoughts upon laws that are yours. Let all others join me who trust and fear you, and we will discuss your laws. Help me to love your every wish, then I will never have to be ashamed of myself. I faint for your salvation, but I expect your help, for you have promised it. My eyes are straining to see your promises come true. When will you comfort me with your help? I am shriveled like a wineskin in the smoke, exhausted from and with waiting, but still I cling to your laws and obey them. How long must I wait before you punish those who persecute me? These proud men who hate your truth and laws have dug deep pits for me to fall in. Their lies have brought me into deep trouble. Help me, for you love only truth. They had almost finished me off, yet I refuse to yield and disobey your laws. In your kindness, spare my life, then I continue to obey you. Forever, O Lord, your word stands firm in heaven. Your faithfulness extends to every generation. Like the earth you created, it endures by your decree, for everything serves your plans. I would have despaired and perished unless your laws had been my deepest delight. I will never lay aside your law, for you have used them to restore my joy and health. I am yours. Save me, for I have tried to live according to your desires. Though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind upon your promises. Nothing is perfect except your words. Oh, how I love them. I think about them all day long. They make me wiser than my enemies because they are my constant guide. Yes, wiser than my teachers, for I am ever thinking of your rules. They made me even wiser than the aged. I have refused to walk the paths of evil, for I will remain obedient to your word. No, I haven't turned away from what you taught me. Your words are sweeter than honey. And since only your rules can give me wisdom and understanding, no wonder I hate every false teaching. Your words are a flashlight to light the path ahead of me and keep me from stumbling. I've said it once and I'll say it again and again. I will obey these wonderful laws of yours. I am close to death at the hands of my enemies. Oh, give me back my life again, just as you promised me. Accept my grateful thanks and teach me your desires. My life hangs in the balance, but I will not give up obedience to your laws. The wicked have set their traps for me along your path, but I will not turn aside. Your laws are my joyous treasure forever. I am determined to obey you until I die. I hate those who are undecided whether or not to obey you, but my choice is clear. I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield, and your promises are my only source of hope. Be gone, you evil-minded men. Don't try to stop me from obeying God's commands. Lord, you promised to let me live. Never let it be said that God failed me. Hold me safe above the heads of all my enemies. Then I can continue to obey your laws. But you have rejected all who reject your laws. They are only fooling themselves. The wicked are the scum you skim off and throw away. No wonder I love to obey your laws. I tremble in fear of you. I fear your punishments. Don't leave me to the mercy of my enemies, for I have done what is right. I've been perfectly fair. Commit yourself to bless me. Don't let the proud oppress me. My eyes grow dim with longing for you to fulfill your wonderful promise to rescue me. Lord, deal with me in loving kindness and teach me, your servant, to obey. For I am your servant. Therefore, give me common sense to apply your rules to everything I do. Lord, it is time for you to act. For these evil men have violated your laws, while I love your commandments more than the finest gold. Every law of God is right, whatever it concerns. I hate every other way. Your laws are wonderful. No wonder I obey them. As your plan unfolds, even the simple can understand it. No wonder I wait expectantly for each of your commands. Come and have mercy on me, as is your way with those who love you. Guide me with your laws, so that I will not be overcome by evil. Rescue me from the oppression of evil men. Then I can obey you. Look down in love upon me and teach me all your laws. I weep because your laws are disobeyed. O Lord, you are just and your punishments are fair. Your demands are just and right. I am indignant and angry because of the way my enemies have disregarded your laws. I have thoroughly tested your promises, and that is why I love them so much. I am worthless and despised, but I don't despise your laws. Your justice is eternal, for your laws are perfectly fair. In my distress and anguish, your commandments comforted me. Your laws are always fair. Help me to understand them, and I shall live. I am praying with great earnestness. Answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your laws. Save me, I cry, for I am obeying. Early in the morning, before the sun is up, I was praying and pointing out how much I trust in you. I stay awake through the night to think about your promises. Because you are so loving and kind, listen to me and make me well again. Here come these lawless men to attack me. But you are near, O Lord. Your commandments are based on truth. I have known from earliest days that your will never changes. Look down upon my sorrows and rescue me, for I am obeying your commands. Yes, rescue me and give me back my life again, just as you have promised. The wicked are far from your salvation, for they do not care for your laws. Lord, how great is your mercy. Oh, give me back my life again. My enemies are so many. They try to make me disobey, but I have not swerved from your will. I loathe these traitors because they care nothing for your laws. Lord, see how much I really love your demands. Now give me back my life and health because you are so kind. There is utter truth in all your laws. Your decrees are eternal. Great men have persecuted me, though they have no reason to, but I stand in awe of only your words. I rejoice in your laws like one who finds a great treasure. How I hate all falsehood. How I love your laws. I will praise you 7 times a day because of your wonderful laws. Those who love your laws have great peace of heart and mind and do not stumble. I long for your salvation, Lord, and so I have obeyed your laws. I have looked for your commandments and I love them very much. Yes, I have searched for them. You know this because everything I do is known to you. O Lord, listen to my prayers. Give me the common sense you promised. Hear my prayers. Rescue me as you said you would. I praise you for letting me learn your laws. I will sing about their wonder, for each of them is just. Stand ready to help me because I have chosen to follow your will. O Lord, I have longed for your salvation, and your law is my delight. If you will let me live, I will praise you. Let your laws assist me. I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come, find me, for I have not turned away from your commandments. Psalm 120. In my troubles, I plead with God to help me, and he did. Deliver me, O Lord, from liars. O lying tongue, what shall be your fate? You shall be pierced with sharp arrows and burned with glowing coals. My troubles pile high among these haters of the Lord, these men of Mishnesh and Kedar. I am tired of being here among these men who hate peace. I am for peace, but they are for war, and my voice goes unheeded in their counsel. Psalm 121. Shall I look to the mountain gods for help? No, my help is from Jehovah who made the mountains and the heavens too. He will never let me stumble, slip, or fall, for he is always watching, never sleeping. Jehovah himself is caring for you. He is your defender. He protects you day and night. He keeps you from all evil and preserves your life. He keeps his eye upon you as you come and go and always guards you. Psalm 122. I was glad for the suggestion of going to Jerusalem, to the temple of the Lord. Now we are standing here inside the crowded city. All Israel, Jehovah's people, have come to worship as the law requires, to thank and praise the Lord. Look, there are the judges holding court beside the city gates, deciding all the people's arguments. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. This I ask for the sake of all my brothers and my friends who live here, and may there be peace as a protection to the temple of the Lord. Psalm 123. O God, enthroned in heaven, I lift my eyes to you. We look to Jehovah our God for his mercy and kindness, just as a servant keeps his eyes upon his master, or a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we have had our fill of contempt and of the scoffing of the rich and proud. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let all Israel admit it, if the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been swallowed alive by our enemies and destroyed by their anger. We would have drowned beneath the flood of these men's fury and pride. Blessed be Jehovah, who has not let them devour us. We have escaped with our lives as a bird from a hunter's snare. The snare is broken, and we are free. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are steady as Mount Zion, unmoved by any circumstance. Just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds and protects his people. For the wicked shall not rule the godly, lest the godly be forced to do wrong. O Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are right with the Lord. But lead evil men to execution, and let Israel have quietness and peace. Psalm 126. When Jehovah brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. How we laughed and sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them." Yes, glorious things. What wonder. What joy. May we be refreshed as by streams in the desert. Those who sow tears shall reap joy. Yes, they go out weeping, carrying seed for sowing, and return singing, carrying their sheaves. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds a house, the builder's work is useless. Unless the Lord protects a city, sentries do no good. It is senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, fearing you will starve to death. For God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. Children are a gift from God. They are his reward. Children born to a young man are like sharp arrows to defend him. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. That man shall have the help he needs when arguing with his enemies. Psalm 128. Blessings on all who reverence and trust the Lord, on all who obey him. Their reward shall be prosperity and happiness. Your wife shall be content in your home. And look at those children. There they sit around the dinner table as vigorous and healthy as young olive trees. That's God's reward to those who reverence and trust him. May the Lord continually bless you with heaven's blessings as well as with human joys. And may you live to enjoy your grandchildren. And may God bless Israel. Psalm 129. Persecuted from my earliest youth, Israel is speaking, and faced with never-ending discrimination, but not destroyed. My enemies have never been able to finish me off. Though my back is cut to ribbons with their whips, the Lord is good, for he has snapped the chains that evil men had bound me with. May all who hate the Jews be brought to ignominious defeat. May they be as grass in shallow soil, turning sheer and yellow when half grown, ignored by the reapers, despised by the binder. And may those passing by refuse to bless them by saying, "Jehovah's blessings be upon you. We bless you in Jehovah's name." Psalm 130. O Lord, From the depths of despair, I cry for your help. Hear me, answer, help me. Lord, if you keep in mind our sins, then who can ever get an answer to his prayers? But you forgive. What an awesome thing this is. That is why I wait expectantly, trusting God to help, for he has promised. I long for him more than sentinels long for the dawn. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for he is a loving and kind person, and he comes to us with armloads of salvation. He himself shall ransom Israel from her slavery to sin. Psalm 131. Lord, I am not proud and haughty. I don't think myself better than others. I don't pretend to know it all. I am quiet now before the Lord, just as a child who is weaned from the breast. Yes, my begging has been stilled. O Israel, you too should quietly trust in the Lord, now and always. Psalm 132. Lord, do you remember the time when my heart was so filled with turmoil? I couldn't rest, I couldn't sleep, thinking how I ought to build a permanent home for the ark of the Lord, a temple for the mighty one of Israel. Then I vowed that I would do it. I made a solemn promise to the Lord. First, the ark was in Ephraimdi, then in the distant countryside of Jar, and now it will be settled in the temple, in God's permanent home here on earth. That is where we will go to worship him. So arise, O Lord, and enter your temple with the ark, the symbol of your power. We will clothe the priest in white, the symbol of all purity. May our nation shout for joy. Do not reject your servant David, the king you chose for your people, for you promised me that my son would sit on my throne and succeed me. And surely you will never go back on a promise. You also promised that if my descendants will obey the terms of your contract with me, then the dynasty of David shall never end. O Lord, you have chosen Jerusalem as your home. This is my permanent home where I shall dwell, you said, for I have always wanted it that way. I will make this city prosperous and satisfy her poor with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation. Her saints shall shout for joy. David's power shall grow, for I have decreed for him a mighty son. I'll clothe his enemies with shame, but he shall be a glorious king. Psalm 133. How wonderful it is, how pleasant when brothers live in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the fragrant anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head and ran down into his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew on Mount Hermon, on the mountain of Israel. And God has pronounced this eternal blessing on Jerusalem, even life forevermore. Psalm 134. O bless the Lord, you who serve him as watchmen in the temple every night. Lift your hands in holiness and bless the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 135. Hallelujah, yes, let his people praise him as they stand in his temple courts. Praise the Lord because he is so good. Sing to his wonderful name, for the Lord has chosen Israel as his personal possession. I know the greatness of the Lord, that he is greater far than any other God. He does whatever pleases him throughout all of heaven and earth and in the deepest seas. He makes mists rise throughout the earth, and sends the lightning to bring down the rain, sends the winds from his treasuries. He destroys the eldest child in each Egyptian home along with the firstborn of the flocks. He did great miracles in Egypt before Pharaoh and all his people. He smote great nations, slaying mighty kings, Sihon, king of Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, and the kings of Cana, and gave their land as an eternal gift to his people Israel. O Jehovah, your name endures forever. Your fame is known to every generation. For Jehovah will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The heathen worship idols of gold and silver made by men, idols with speechless mouths and sightless eyes and ears that cannot hear. They cannot even breathe. Those who make them become like them, and so do all who trust in them. O Israel, bless Jehovah. High priests of Aaron, bless his name. O Levite priests, bless the Lord Jehovah. O bless his name, all of you who trust and reverence him. All people of Jerusalem, praise the Lord, for he lives here in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Psalm 136. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness continues forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loving kindness continues forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loving kindness continues forever. Praise him who alone does mighty miracles, for his loving kindness continues forever. Praise him who made the heavens, for his loving kindness continues forever. Praise him who planted the water within the earth, for his loving kindness continues forever. Praise him who made the heavenly lights, for his loving kindness continues forever. The sun to rule the day, for his loving kindness continues forever. The moon and stars at night, for his loving kindness continues forever. Praise the Lord who smote the firstborn of Egypt, for his loving kindness to Israel continues forever. He brought them out with mighty power, an upraised fist to strike their enemies, for his loving kindness to Israel continues forever. Praise the Lord who opened the Red Sea to make a path before them, for his loving kindness continues forever. And he led them safely through, for his loving kindness continues forever. But drowned Pharaoh's army in the sea, for his loving kindness to Israel continues forever. Praise him who led his people through the wilderness, for his loving kindness continues forever. Praise him who saved his people from the power of mighty kings, for his loving kindness continues forever, and killed famous kings who were their enemies, for his loving kindness to Israel continues forever. Sihon, king of Amorites, for God's loving kindness to Israel continues forever, and Og, king of Bashan, for his loving kindness to Israel continues forever. God gave the land of these kings to Israel as a gift forever, for his loving kindness continues forever. Yes, a permanent gift to his servant Israel, for his loving kindness continues forever. He remembered our utter weakness, for his loving kindness continues forever. And he saved us from our foes, for his loving kindness continues forever. He gives food to every living thing, for his loving kindness continues forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of heaven, for his loving kindness continues forever. Psalm 137. Weeping, we sat beside the rivers of Babylon, thinking of Jerusalem. We have put away our lyres, hanging them upon the branches of the willow trees. For how can we sing? Yet our captors, our tormentors, demand that we sing for them the happy songs of Zion. If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill upon the harp. If I fail to love her more than my highest joy, let me never sing again. O Jehovah, do not forget what these Edomites did on that day when the armies of Babylon captured Jerusalem. Raise her to the ground, they yelled. O Babylon, evil beast, you shall be destroyed. Blessed is the man who destroys you as you have destroyed us. Blessed is the man who takes your babies and smashes them against the rocks. Psalm 138. Lord, with all my heart I thank you. I will sing your praises before the armies of angels in heaven. I face your temple as I worship, giving thanks to you for all your loving kindness and your faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. When I pray, you answer me and encourage me by giving me the strength I need. Every king in all the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for all of them shall hear your voice. Yes, they shall sing about Jehovah's glorious ways, for his glory is very great. Yet, though he is so great, he respects the humble. But proud men must keep their distance. Though I am surrounded by troubles, You will bring me safely through them. You will clench your fist against my angry enemies. Your power will save me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your loving kindness, Lord, continues forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit or stand. When far away, you know my every thoughts. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment, you know where I am. You know what I am going to say before I even say it. You both precede and follow me and place your hand of blessing on my head. This is too glorious, too wonderful to believe. I can never be lost to your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you're there. If I ride the morning winds or the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light about me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It's amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and secluded each day of my life before I began to breathe. You scheduled these days ahead of me. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I awaken in the morning, you're still thinking of me. Surely you will slay the wicked, Lord. Away, bloodthirsty men, be gone. They blaspheme your name and stand in arrogance against you. How silly can they be? O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I grieve with them? Yes, I hate them, for your enemies are my enemies too. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Psalm. Psalm 140. O Lord, deliver me from evil men. Preserve me from the violent who plot and stir up trouble all day long. Their words sting like poisonous snakes. Keep me out of their power. Preserve me from their violence, for they are plotting against me. These proud men have set a trap to catch me, a noose to yank me up and leave me dangling in the air. They wait in ambush with a net to throw over and hold me helpless in its meshes. O Jehovah, my Lord and Savior, my God and my shield, hear me as I pray. Don't let these wicked men succeed. Don't let them prosper and be proud. Let their plots boomerang. Let them be destroyed by the very evil they have planned for me. Let burning coals fall down upon their heads, or throw them into the fire or into deep pits from which they cannot escape. Don't let liars prosper here in our land. Quickly punish them. But the Lord will surely help those they persecute. He will maintain the rights of the poor. Surely the godly are thanking you, for they shall live in your presence. Psalm 141. Quick, Lord, answer me, for I have prayed. Listen when I cry to you for help. Regard my prayer as my evening sacrifice and as incense going up to you. Help me, Lord, to keep my mouth shut and my lips sealed. Take away my lust for evil things. Don't let me want to be with sinners, doing what they do, sharing their dainties. Let the godly smite me. It will be a kindness. If they reprove me, it is medicine. Don't let me refuse it, but I am in constant prayer against the wicked and their deeds. When their leaders are condemned and their bones are strewn across the ground, then these men will finally listen to me and know that I'm trying to help them. I look to you for help, O Lord God. You are my refuge. Don't let them slay me. Keep me out of their traps. Let them fall into their own snares while I escape. Psalm 142. How I plead with God, how I implore his mercy, pouring out my troubles before him, for I am overwhelmed and desperate, and you alone know which way I ought to turn to miss the traps my enemies have set for me. There's one just over there to the right. No one gives me a passing thought. No one will help me. No one cares a bit what happens to me. Then I pray to Jehovah, Lord, I plead, you are my only place of refuge. Only you can keep me safe. Hear my cry, for I am very low. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison so that I can thank you. The godly will rejoice with me for all your help. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Answer my plea, because you are faithful to your promises. Don't bring me to trial, for as compared with you, no one is perfect. My enemies chased and caught me. They have knocked me to the ground. They forced me to live in the darkness like those in the grave. I am losing all hope. I am paralyzed with fear. I remember the glorious miracles you did in days of long ago. I reach out for you. I thirst for you as parched land thirsts for rain. Come quickly, Lord, and answer me, for my depression deepens. Don't turn away from me, or I shall die. Let me see your kindness to me in the morning, for I'm trusting you. Show me where to walk, for my prayer is sincere. Save me from my enemies, O Lord. I run to you to hide me. Help me to do your will, for you are for me, my God. Lead me in good paths, for your spirit is good. Lord, saving me will bring glory to your name. Bring me out of all this trouble, because you are true to your promises, and because you are loving and kind to me. Cut off all my enemies. Destroy those who are trying to harm me, for I am your servant. Psalm 144. Bless the Lord, who is my immovable rock. He gives me strength and skill in battle. He is always kind and loving to me. He is my fortress, my tower of strength and safety, my deliverer. He stands before me as a shield. He subdues my people under me. O Lord, what is man that you even notice him? Why bother at all with the human race? For man is but a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bend down the heavens, Lord, and come. The mountains smoke beneath your touch. Let loose your lightning bolts, your arrows, Lord, upon your enemies and scatter them. Reach down from heaven and rescue me. Deliver me from deep waters, from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are filled with lies. They swear to the truth of what is false. I will sing you a new song, O God, with a ten-stringed harp. For you grant victory to kings. You are the one who will rescue your servant David from the fatal sword. Save me, deliver me from my enemies, these liars, these treacherous men. Here is my description of a truly happy land where Jehovah is God. Sons vigorous and tall as growing plants. Daughters of graceful beauty like the pillars of a palace wall. Barns full to the brim with crops of every kind. Sheep by the thousands out in our fields. Oxen loaded down with produce. No enemy attacking the walls, but peace everywhere, and no crime in our streets. Yes, happy are those whose God is Jehovah. Psalm 145. I will praise you, my God and King, and bless your name each day and forever. Great is Jehovah. Greatly praise him. His greatness is beyond discovery. Let each generation tell its children what glorious things he does. I will meditate about your glory, splendor, majesty, and miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds shall be on my tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will tell about how good you are and sing about your righteousness. Jehovah is kind and merciful, slow to get angry, full of love. He is good to everyone, and his compassion is intertwined with everything he does. All living things shall thank you, Lord, and your people will bless you. They will talk together about the glory of your kingdom and mention examples of your power. They will tell about your miracles and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom never ends. You rule generation after generation. The Lord lifts the fallen and those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all mankind look up to you for help. You give them their food as they need it. You constantly satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is fair in everything he does and full of kindness. He is close to all who call on him sincerely. He fulfills the desires of those who reverence and trust him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. He protects all those who love him, but destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord and call on all men everywhere to bless his holy name forever and forever. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Yes, really praise him. I will praise him as long as I live. Yes, even with my dying breath. Don't look to men for help. Their greatest leaders fail. For every man must die. His breathing stops. Life ends, and in a moment, all he planned for himself is ended. But happy is the man who has the God of Jacob as his helper, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the God who made both earth and heaven, and seas, and everything in them. He is the God who keeps every promise, and gives justice to the poor and oppressed, and food to the hungry. He frees the prisoners, and opens the eyes of the blind. He lifts the burdens from those bent down beneath their loads, for the Lord loves good men. He protects the immigrants and cares for the orphans and widows, but he turns topsy-turvy the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. O Jerusalem, your God is king in every generation. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Psalm 147. Hallelujah! Yes, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing his praises. How delightful and how right. He is rebuilding Jerusalem and bringing back the exiles. He heals the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. He counts the stars and calls them all by name. How great he is. His power is absolute. His understanding is unlimited. The Lord supports the humble but brings the wicked into the dust. Sing out your thanks to him. Sing praises to our God, accompanied by harps. He covers the heavens with clouds and sends down the showers and makes the green grass grow in mountain pastures. He feeds the wild animals and the young ravens cry to him for food. The speed of a horse is nothing to him. How puny in his sight is the strength of a man. But his joy is in those who reverence him, those who expect him to be loving and kind. Praise him, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has fortified your gates against all enemies and blessed your children. He sends peace across your nation and fills your barns with plenty of the finest wheat. He sends his orders to the world. How swiftly his word flies. He sends the snow in all its lovely whiteness and scatters the frost upon the ground, hurls the hail upon the earth. Who can stand before his freezing cold? But then he calls for warmer weather, and the spring winds blow, and all the river ice is broken. He has made known his laws and ceremonies of worship to Israel, something he has not done with any other nation. They have not known his commands. Hallelujah! Yes, praise the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord, O heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon, and all the twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Let everything he has made give praise to him. For he issued his command, and they came into being. He established them forever and forever. His orders will never be revoked. And praise him down here on earth, you creatures of the ocean depths. Let fire and hail, snow, rain, wind, and weather all obey. Let the mountains and hills, the fruit trees and cedars, the wild animals and cattle, the snakes and birds, the kings and all the people with their rulers and their judges, young men and maidens, old men and children, all praise the Lord together. For he alone is worthy. His glory is far greater than all of earth and heaven. He has made his people strong, honoring his godly ones, the people of Israel, the people closest to him. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Psalm 149. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Sing him a new song. Sing his praises, all his people. O Israel, rejoice in your Maker. O people of Jerusalem, exalt in your King. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by drums and lyre. For Jehovah enjoys his people. He will save the humble. Let his people rejoice in this honor. Let them sing for joy as they lie upon their beds. Adore him, O his people, and take a double-edged sword to execute his punishment upon the nations. Bind their kings and leaders with iron chains and execute their sentences. He is the glory of his people. Hallelujah. Praise him. And Psalm 150. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Praise him in his temple and in the heavens he made with mighty power. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with the trumpet and with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourines and processional. Praise him with stringed instruments and horns. Praise him with the cymbals, yes, loud clanging cymbals. Let everything alive give praise to the Lord. You praise him. Hallelujah.